1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info at logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac, screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser, takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.com nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now,
all I heard was, and now, you never said my name.
I'm sorry, it cut short.
It cut short?
I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go. I'm short enough. It's forgot to say, and now,
here's your... I got you. Okay, I got it. Okay. And now, here's your host, Mike and Lynn Golder.
Okay. Everybody sit down. This is your host, Michael. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you'll call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce the players before we begin. Today, my lovely wife, Lynn Golder, is my co-host. Lynn, you there?
I'm here, and I just have to say, welcome to the August 5th edition. But it seems awfully quiet here, doesn't it, tonight? We don't have guests flying in and jumping in and last minute into the studio.
And on the other side of the table, my buddy, co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Hey, I'm back.
I was going to say thank you for sitting there all week, Gary, waiting for us to come back.
The tent was handy this week.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which Gary and I can't see him, but we know he's there.
He's there.
Chris Shaw.
Hey, I've been with you all week long, if anybody asks.
There you go. Years.
Okay. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I mean really pleasure, for you folks to be listening to this radio show. I've enjoyed it. Love it. And let me just say this to you. For those who are listening for the first time, this is a radio show that we say is the bridge between the sighted community, the visually impaired, and the blind community. Lynn and I love doing the show, and I'm sure, Gary, I'm sure you'll say you love doing the show, too.
Absolutely.
But we would like more of you to participate. Great to call in. Say hello. For those folks that are out there in Midwest, Texas, and Missouri, and all those states in there, give a call.
Don't be shy.
Give a call. Don't be shy. 407-894-1680. Let me say it nice again, nice and slow. So this way you can't say you didn't hear the phone number. This is the same phone number you're going to call in for trivia. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
And one thing, Michael, I might mention is we would appreciate it, though, if you don't, unless you have a question for the guest callers, that you wait to the other segments when we don't have a guest on, because that's their time. And we would appreciate it if you would just wait and call in a little
bit
later.
But it would be nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you call up and just talk for a minute or so about where you're calling from, what's doing in your area, if you have something that's happening in your community, say it loud and clear.
Well, we're the friendliest show on earth.
Okay. Well, I have some shout outs. I have quite a bit, actually. Yeah. Quite a few tonight. So here we go. There's the music. I'd like to say hi to Kiana Howard, and she's in Southern California. Hey, Kiana. Kat Nielsen. I'm not sure where Kat Nielsen is, but hello, Kat. Welcome. Leslie Burrell in South Carolina. Nice to meet you and glad you're out there listening. Najina Sullivan in Massachusetts. Welcome. And Maureen Grant in Jamaica. Hi, Maureen. And finally, Linda Gregg in Florida. Welcome to all of you and glad you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Gary, you had some shout outs?
Yes, I do. I had two people at my party yesterday who wanted me to give them a shout out. That's Patricia and Clifford, dedicated listeners.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout out to Errol, which made me a very personal shirt of my party. I want to say, give a shout out to Little Doc, which is in Georgia. I know he's listening tonight because of the military, the DAV. And I think my son Wayne is listening to the show tonight.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Hello, Wayne.
How about you, Chris? Any shout-outs?
I want to shout out you, and you for tuning in to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Don't you love his radio voice?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. So we have a big lineup tonight. Our guest caller will be calling in at 7:15. Hopefully, Brian McDonald, president of the National Braille Press. And then...
Out of Boston.
And then... our friend Greg Lindberg should be calling in second hour. He wants to tell us about the World Series of Beatball that he just participated in Wisconsin this week. And then also Dan Wallace will be calling in. And Dan is a retired U.S. Army veteran, and he's also the chairman for the Operation Peer Support Committee of the Blind Veterans Association.
PBA.
And they'll be telling us all about their hike in the Appalachian Mountains. So that's really cool. All right. How about you, Gary? You have anything to bring up?
No, I'm just looking forward to my segment with on BVA tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an exciting show. And like I said, I think Little Doc's listening, and this show is going to be pertaining to the Appalachians. And Little Doc lives right at the very end of the Appalachians in Georgia. Yeah. Oh.
So, Gary.
Yeah.
Let's discuss this real fast.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a few
I want to discuss with Gary a little bit. For you folks out there that don't travel, for you folks that don't get around much, this is for you, the discussion I'm going to have now with Gary, because you folks all say, I can't do this, I can't do that because I'm blind. Gary.
Yes.
For the folks that don't know you,
I believe we
do you have any sight?
No, I have none.
Do you have no sight?
Do you have light perception,
Just light
Gary?
Perception, that's yeah. it.
Okay, so Gary, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You just took a trip.
Absolutely.
Is this your first trip you took?
Heck no.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Plane, ships.
Playing in ships.
Yeah.
No
kidding. Cruises.
Okay. You go on cruises.
Yeah.
But you're totally blind.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So then how do you do it? How do you do it if you're totally blind?
Well, you got to drop that fear, one, and you got to drop being embarrassed. If you need to go somewhere, say I'm on a cruise ship, I'm with a bunch of people. Could you help me to the restroom? You know, no problem. People help you, you know, whatever. You just got to drop being embarrassed. There's no reason to be embarrassed about being blind. I understand. So, and then drop the fear.
That's why you have a cane, because that's why I have a cane. Is that why you have a cane too? Let people know that you're blind.
The only cane, Michael, when he first got his cane, the only fear he had was closing it or opening it because it would bite him.
In those days, I used to have a big problem. Every time I closed my cane, it was always on my finger.
And he didn't know where to put his hand. He kept getting bit.
Yep.
So I had to teach him how to do that. Then I had to teach him how to trail, because he almost fell down.
Most people don't know what that word is. You better tell about the word trail.
Trailing is when you'll see us maybe not even using our cane in a familiar area like my house. I don't use a cane, but I'll use my hands and my knuckles, or I'll touch the couch until I go around it. Go over and touch something else and familiarize myself with that area. And it's touchy-feely, and that's trailing. And Michael didn't really know how to trail until I taught him, and because he almost broke his neck falling down the stairs at his new home, and he learned quickly on how to trail.
Yeah, well, let me say this to you, folks. those people out there that keep on saying they're blind, they're blind, they're blind, well, let me just say this to you. This radio show is meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be educational. It's meant to be a lot of things. And most of all, teaching you that a lot of us, people like Gary, people like myself, get around and have a lot of fun.
Going to break, Michael. We're going to break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We have our guest caller here, too.
Oh, okay. Very
good.
All right. Good.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
National Braille Press encourages Braille literacy for all ages. They have developed the B2G, an Android device with a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. This device is fully independent and works as both a portable, simple computer and note taker. And if you're in the market for the most affordable smart Braille display, check out the Braille Me from Innovision. It can connect by Bluetooth to iOS or Android devices or a computer to download books and information onto an SD card. This new technology and low-cost device makes refreshable Braille available to everyone. A unique magnetic force raises and lowers the Braille cells, making it durable and long-lasting. Don't be overwhelmed by technology. Learn more at National Braille Press. Call 617-266-6160. That's 617-266-6160. Or visit us at www.nbp.org.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay, all for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out, and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me, and I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a guest all the way from Boston, Massachusetts.
That's right.
That's right. He is the president of National Braille Press. His name is Brian. That's right. That's right. Stand up. His name is Brian
McDonald.
Brian, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Brian.
How are you doing, Brian?
Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Brian, I understand you got some new products out. Why don't you tell the folks about your new products?
Well, yeah, many years ago, we founded a Center for Braille Innovation to try and find more advances in technology to lower the cost of refreshable Braille. And as the commercial had a little while ago, we talked about the B2G and the BrailleMe. And the BrailleMe is a brand new device that isn't our product. To be clear, it's made from InnoVision in India, but we are the distributors in North America right now for them. And we, in full disclosure, we gave them the Touch of Genius Award from National Braille Press earlier this year because their technology and the innovation, not to go into their name, InnoVision, but is so unique that we really thought it was a terrific product. And for your listeners to know anything about refreshable Braille displays, they traditionally have always been with piezoelectric benders that, you know, make the pins go up and down. And what's unique about the BrailleMe from India is it uses a magnet, a permanent magnet, to raise a pin up and down with one moving part. So it's very unique in that it's simple design for mass production, and it's very quick. It's instant response for refreshing, just like piezoelectrics are, but the cost is much lower because of that. So the BrailleMe can do many features. It's a simple device. It's a reader, but you can Bluetooth with an iPhone or an Android phone. You can plug it into a USB for a computer to be like a Braille terminal to copy files or download books to it. It does have an SD card where you can download onto an SD card content to read from. So we looked at it as a product that complements our own B2G. Our B2G is a full-functioning computer that costs $2,200. The BrailleMe is a simple device that you can download books and information to read and do a simple note-taking with it, but it's $499.
Wow.
So it's a totally different product, but a very great price for the market.
How big is the BrailleMe, Brian, approximately?
Yeah, so it's about 4 inches front to back or depth, and about 6.5 or so inches across. So it's not a huge footprint. It's a little bit deeper than some of the other devices, maybe almost 5 inches, 4¾ inches or so probably. But it's still light. It's less than 1.3 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of that's battery weight because it has a good battery in it. The unique thing about this technology, which I didn't mention also, is it uses no battery energy at all, only when you pulse it to raise a pin or lower a pin. Oh. So if the pins are up or down, it's not using any energy at all. So it's very efficient that way.
So it actually goes to sleep by itself until you need it.
Yeah, it just isn't using power. And it doesn't use a locking mechanism. That's what the beauty of it is that it's a very simple device. And the magnets, you can push on the Braille dots with your finger and push them down, but they'll pop up. You can break that magnetic plane, but they'll pop up, and they're very firm. So people really like the feel of the Braille as well.
So they're not keys anymore. It's just like bumps? There's bumps coming up?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's just like a traditional Braille display that has Braille pins that move up and down.
Right.
Only these, in the piezoelectric, even with the B to G, we use a really high quality with Metec from Germany. People love the Braille. They say it's crisp, but it's softer. It gives more. Mm-hmm. Where some people refer to this Braille because it's a little bit higher and firmer. Some people call it like bathroom Braille signage because it seems to feel like that because it's sturdier, you know. Mm-hmm. But it still can be pushed down without damaging the device in any way, and you can feel that magnetic plane break and then pop back up, almost like a little buoy popping out of the water, you know.
Yeah. If anybody has a question for Brian, please call in now, 407-894-1680. Okay.
And you got to have the special Braille paper for that, correct?
No, this doesn't use any paper. Oh. It's just a refreshable Braille note taker, a very simple device. So okay. It's a portable display.
I got you now. Yeah, okay.
The competitor to it is the Orbit Reader, which many of you may have heard about, or your readers may have heard about, which is in the same price range. It's a different technology underneath to make the Braille pins move up and down.
Yeah.
We feel this is a very unique product, yeah.
Wow. I tell you, technology has changed so much in the past years, and things that were big and heavy have come down smaller and lighter, easier to carry around. Technology's come a long ways.
It sure has, and we're really happy, you know, that it's coming there because it's taken an awful long time, as your listeners know. But we're excited about it, and we think it's a very good product. And yes, it's brand new. It's only been out for a couple months. We're selling a ton of them, and our biggest challenge is because they are in India, we have to wait for shipments. We had two shipments delayed because of heavy rains in Mumbai, which was killing me. But your listeners should know, because the question comes up often, what about sales or service and repair?
Okay.
National Braille Press is doing all of that in the United States. When you don't have to ship something back to India if something went wrong.
That's an important point. Yep. Did you say we have a caller, Chris? Okay. We have a little problem with our monitor today, so Chris and I have to do sign language.
We have our good friend. Hey, Mr. McDonald, how you doing? We have our good friend Sheila right here who has a question for you. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
That's Sheila from Orlando.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I did the commercial for this product.
Thank you.
I can't wait to actually own one. But my question to you, for those that are out there that are Braille readers, is, one, I saw the competition this weekend, and you know what product I'm talking about. It doesn't accept Word docs, and those people that aren't Braille people don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But you do. Does this accept?
No. So, I want to be really clear. I'm not trying to mislead anybody. This is a simple device. Our B2G can do multiple very complex documentation as a word editor, including even track changes and multiple authors and redlining and DOC and DOCX in different formats. This is limited, like the competitor that you're referring to, and that it can do it only a text format or a BRF or a BRL. It's made to be a simple note taker. Yes, what it can do is copy and paste and cut, and it does have some features. It does have cursor router buttons, so you can edit easily.
Uh-huh.
But if you're sending a fancy document or trying to read a document, you have to have it in a text format or convert it before you can read it.
So if I took a Word doc off my desktop and tried to put it on the Braille Me, it would not.
But the solution is on your desktop. You save it. You go to save as and save it as a text format,
right.
And then you could bring it to the Braille Me.
Okay. So in other words, it won't save it as a Word doc. It has
no.
to be saved as a text.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's what I was trying to clarify, because I've seen both products. And now, how many cells is the Braille Me? 20?
20 cells.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the unique thing about the Braille Me is that it has cursor router buttons to help with editing, which I think is important. I think the refresh rate is very fast, similar to a piezoelectric bender. And the other thing it does is it does do back translations, which is very important, and it can support over 50 languages, too.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to clarify some of that for those people out there that don't know Braille and don't understand the difference. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else want to call in? Now's the time to call, 407-894-1680. So, Brian, tell us about the other product.
Well, the B2G is a more complex, I call it more of a tablet for the blind. It's like a simple computer. It has internal memory. It has, as I was explaining a minute ago, a pretty robust editor that we created that can do all kinds of formats for people that are in school or business that want to do, you know, complicated reading. We have an attorney who needed to be able to read track changes for contracts, and she was the emphasis in our interest to do that with our editor. So it actually timestamps and who the author was, what changes they made, an insertion or deletion, and it all can be done tactically, which is amazing. It's not audio for those that are deafblind. We made special brackets to know insertion versus the deletion, so you can read everything in Braille or in tactile notation of every change on the document. But we have a lot of customers that we found bought the B2G. Right now it's on sale for $2,200, which is very competitive for what it can do compared to full-functioning refreshable Braille displays. Some are $4,000, $6,000, as some of your readers know. But what we found was we had people that bought the B2G because it was a lower-priced device, but all they do is read books on it. So if a year ago we had known that, we would have sold them a Braille Me and said, look, for $400, $500, you know, you can do all those kinds of things and dump them onto an SD card and just read books when you're on a bus ride or traveling or at the beach or whatever. So so now we feel it complements. We have them side by side at our booth when we show them, and we say, we ask the customer, what do you need to do? You know, what do you need to do for work or school? Or, you know, and if it's just to read, I say, okay, look at the Braille Me. You know, if it's more complicated things, we say go to the B2G.
Right, right. Why don't you tell everybody how they can find out more information, Brian, about National Braille Press, if they'd like to inquire or call
you? Sure. So we sell them directly online. You can go to nbp.org, and it's on the homepage when you open up National Braille Press. The Braille Me is right there, and the B2G is right there, and you can just click on it. And it'll give you information and specifications about the devices and where you can buy it and all that. Or you can call our customer service number, which is 617-266-6160, and customer service is extension 520. But, most people know how to get to us. And, and either on our web direct or through our customers Monday through Friday, you can reach us to get more information.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show again.
You're welcome.
You're welcome back again.
You take care.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Sure, thanks, Brian. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. See you later, Michael. Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
And that was Brian from National Braille Press.
Let me read the website again. It's nbp.org, like Nancy, Bob, I have to do it myself, Press, National Braille Press, nbp.org, and the phone number is 617-266-6160, and he said extension 520. So call them up or check out their website if you are a person who loves to do things in Braille.
And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Absolutely.
I don't know much about Braille. The only thing I knew what you're talking about, basically, when she'll ask how many cells. And I know what a cell is. A cell is each letter. So.
Yeah. You know what I wanted to ask? I forgot to ask him that term, refreshable Braille. That's a new term, right?
Yeah,
because Braille was never refreshable.
No.
It was just you would push down the buttons, the keys.
Make new again.
Right, right. I remember when Patty. Yeah.
He's on our website, right? He's on our website.
Of course he is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Folks.
All the advertisers are on
our
website.
If you would like to on our website. All the sponsors are there. By the way, all the shows are there, too. Mm-hmm. If you missed any show, if you missed this show or part of this show, or any show that we've had since we've had the radio show, just go to Blind Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yeah, actually, every week around, probably around Thursday night, it always changes, tells you what's going to happen that week on the show. It's called show, what is it called? Show highlights, I think. Upcoming show highlights. And then also on our Facebook page, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we post on Thursday nights and let you know what's coming up on Sunday. So you're covered every which way.
And if you're on the travel, I always say, remember these numbers. 518-712-0057. Catch us on the phone.
That's just for listening only. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to come back with trivia. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
We are back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right now, we're going to do trivia, the first trivia of the night.
That's right. It's Gary's choice.
And now, this song, yeah. Let me do this, and then I'll give it over to you. The first song, Gary's, I was surprised because Gary, well, he picked some songs, you know, but this song was a good song. Gary, I'll let you take over now, Gary.
I picked this song out. I listened to it, and I says, this is Lynn and Michael.
So the question is, who is singing this song?
Thank you, Gary.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680.
Such a great song.
It is.
1967.
Imagine me and you, and do what you, I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me.
Yep.
So my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Okay, so who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
That's perfect for you two lovebirds of 30 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Gary.
Right, thank you, Gary.
Sweet.
So, all right, so we got four minutes out there. First one calling in.
Chris is on the phone already.
Okay, 407-894-1680.
Well, while we're waiting, I wanted to tell everybody that I got the scoop from Lighthouse, Central Florida. So if you're living in the area, or if you're not living in the area, listen up. That the news is that Lighthouse will offer the following to qualified candidates: reimbursement up to $1,000 for relocation expenses and a sign-on bonus of $500. So if you're looking to move to the Orlando area and you'd like to join forces at Lighthouse Works, give them a call. And Gary, what's their number? You know their number.
Lighthouse is 407 898-2483.
Right.
That's
407-898-2483. Right, up to $1,000 for relocation expenses and a sign-on bonus of $500.
And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
So I don't know what Chris is doing. He's writing all
kinds
of names.
Yeah, it's funny, Lynn, with telephone numbers, sometimes you get stumped real quick because, you know, we do have a lot of numbers we put out.
We do.
And we go, whoop, I forgot that.
Is somebody on the line?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to call in and win this one. I know they are.
That's right.
Because it's pretty easy. And that was a very popular song, too.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone there?
Yeah, he can't see Michael. He can't write it tonight.
All right, so I have two callers. One caller is a first-time listener. Guess where he's calling from?
Where?
All the way from the beautiful city, the Ark City is what we call it, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right.
Jack, how you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack. How you doing, Jack?
We're terrific and pretty good, too.
Hey, good.
Here you go.
Just don't say hi, Jack, on a plane.
That's right.
That's good, Gary. That's good.
You get a lot of free meals that way.
That's right. He'd be the only one sitting in the plane.
So, Jack, you're calling for trivia?
Well, I wanted to know how he learned about the show.
Well, it's on the radio in St. Louis.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to it on
10:10.
Yeah, 10:10 a.m.
How long have you been listening?
A couple of months since I don't bowl anymore on Sunday evenings.
Well, good. We can entertain
you. I'm glad you called in. I hope you like the show.
I enjoy it.
Good.
So you calling in for trivia?
I am.
Okay, wow. So who do you think singing that song?
Well, that sounded a whole lot like the Turtles.
You got 100% right. The Turtles. That's right.
You got it.
So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
And I got them down for a bracelet.
And a first time call, you're going to sell a bracelet, a beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show on the bracelet. I wear mine every day.
I have mine on.
Are you sighted or visually impaired?
I'm totally blind.
Totally blind.
Interesting that you were talking to I believe it's Gary. You're about the traveling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I've done about 6 cruises. Well, my wife is partially sighted, so that helps me some. But
yep.
I do cruises. I've been to international bowling competitions in Australia and Malaysia.
Wow. Good.
So why don't you call in some?
I went to Japan for the International Lions Convention. I was installed as a district governor of our district, Lions.
All right.
You're active. What's his name? Jack. Why don't you call me or write to me off the air? Maybe we have you call in.
We can do a story with you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, Jack.
How about that? You like come out?
I can do that.
Write down Michael. Write me. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
We'll do a story.
Okay.
We'll have you call in. So or this
you,
way,
I got that.
We can plan.
Or you can just, if it's easier, you can go to our website and just click on the contact button, and right in there, you can write us a note, too. You can always do that.
Whichever is easy for you.
And I've done 13 cruises. I love them.
Well, I just started since I got married in 99. That was my first cruise. My wife's done a lot more than that. She's probably done twice as many or more than I have, but so I've done 6, and we got one planned for next summer.
Okay. Well, you can come down here to Port Canaveral and get off and then come to the show.
We could do that. Yeah. Someday.
Well, right now, give your name and address so we can mail you this $10 gift card and the bracelet. See, and it pays to listen and call in, because this way you just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
And pass the word on, and thanks for calling.
I will do that.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much, Jack.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
So, in the midst of us having this trip in the Midwest arena, sometime need to go a little bit further. Okay. And let's go all the way out to what we call the West Side of the United States of America. Ooh. Let's go to Hanford, California, and let's talk with our good friend Brent.
Oh.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you folks?
Good. Fine.
Glad you're calling in to say hi.
So, you're calling for trivia too?
Yes, but I'm glad the other gentleman got it. That's wonderful.
Well,
thank you. You're good.
You know what? You can call in again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call in again. We have 2 more trivias today, so maybe you'll get one of the other ones.
So, what's it
like? I wanted to say that I really enjoyed learning about the Braille Me. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know a lot about it. And I really enjoyed the gentleman, talking about it. And all you folks do is outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brent. Brent, if you'd like to message me, I can send you the information if you don't have
it. Brent got a bracelet?
For the National Braille Press. So if you need information.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. And you got a bracelet, didn't you, sometime this year? I thought I sent you one.
What's that?
Did you get a bracelet from us?
I think he did.
Yes. I wanted to thank you for that. I sure did. I also got my Dunkin' Donuts
card. All right. Well, we're so happy
thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Are the fires near you, Brent?
No, thank God.
Thank God.
80, 90 miles away. We are south of Fresno, and those fires are northeast of Fresno. So thank God we are safe here in the Central Valley.
Thank God.
Well,
it's kind of smoky, for those that can see. kind of smoky, but otherwise, we're okay.
Good. Well, thank you for calling
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day in God's peace.
You too.
Thank you.
And Michael, I wonder if I could give a very quick suggestion to you. It hit me today, and this is from maybe a year ago or something like that, okay? Well, you think it would be okay?
Absolutely.
You had asked about learning or how to navigate, you're talking about yourself, how to navigate a temple. And you felt kind of, by yourself, how you're going to do it.
Yes.
It hit me today what to tell you. This is what I would do. I would maybe go over there, have Miss Lynn take you, go over there when no one's there, and get the layout of the seating area so that you would know how many rows there are, how many aisles there are, and get that, in your mind.
No, but let me say something right now. That's not what upsets me, okay? Not knowing the surface, not knowing the place, that does not bother me whatsoever. Let me tell you what's bothered me. So for anybody listening, they can give that suggestion. Here's the problem.
Can't find his shoes.
In the Jewish religion, when they open up the ark, you're supposed to stand. When they take out the Torah and they're going to read from the Torah, you're supposed to stand. And then you're supposed to sit down. Well, how am I, who's blind? I don't know when they're opening up the ark. I don't know when the rabbi, because I remember when I was sighted, he raises his hand and everybody's supposed to stand.
Maybe Brent was going to
mention that. So the point that I'm saying is it has nothing to do with the location. We're talking about when do you stand, when do you sit is the problem. Because the difference is if I'm not in psych with what's going on when they're taking out the Torah, when the rabbi is behind and up on the pulpit raising his hand to everybody to stand, and here I'm sitting down because I can't see him raising his hand. I can't say, and if I'm got up and I stand, then I don't know when everybody's sitting down because he's telling everybody to sit down.
Well, I've got some that it's fairly equal
well,
to
well,
all
I
of that.
Wanted to hear if Brent had anything okay, else
Brent,
to add that, to that.
What do you
is
got
that,
to say?
Well, of course, ours maybe is a little bit different because in the Mass, it's always the same, usually. So there are guides, like from Xavier Society for the Blind, that you can get, which I got. And I could tell that. Also, I have no problem in asking the person next to me.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Let me know when to stand.
I
let me
a,
know when to,
right.
You know, and give them the opportunity to serve.
Right. I think that's a topic now, you know that we'll discuss another day
you know what?
In length.
You know what? I have to say something really stupid about myself, and I have to say it loud and clear.
We're going to go to break, Michael.
What you just said, I always say to people, open your mouth and say something,
right.
And I didn't do
practice
it to myself.
What you preach.
And practice what you preach.
Well, thank 100%. You, Brent.
Well, thank you
for bringing
much,
it
Brent,
up.
For calling in, and I just learned something about myself.
Thank
I have
you.
To practice what I preach. Thank you. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you very much.
Well, I just, you know, it hit me. I love to help people, Michael.
All right.
I've been working in the school system. I'll be starting my 44th year, God willing. A week after this one as a yard supervisor.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. Stay tuned.
We'll talk
and
again,
Brent. Why do I do it?
We're going to break. We're going
to
break.
And I love to help them.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
So it's just in my nature to help people. And that's why. Okay.
We're going to break.
God bless.
Bye now, Brent.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear. And adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-Dot Braille Label Maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me explain this to you. This is something very important. I want you to listen. This is no joke. Medical care alert is very important to me, and I hope it's important to you. Medical care alert is a device. It can go around your neck. It can go around your arm. It's very lightweight. Bottom line is you can wear it in the shower. And all you do is if you, God forbid, fall down, you get hurt, you push a button, and before you know it, people will be there to help you. It's something that, let's just say this way, if you care about your life, you should have it. For those folks that are, let's just say, by themselves, you don't have a significant other living with you. You have no one else living with you. 100% you should have it. It safeguards you from falling down or any other purpose. You know, we've known a few people that were didn't have that device and they died. And that's I'm not making it up. It's a truth. The bottom line is if you have that device, you have less problems. It may not save your life, but the other odds, it
could. But it gets you help right away.
Because the bottom line is, I remember Don Wilkerson, if it wasn't for one of our great listeners, Sherry Brunn, who kept on calling, looking for him, and then finally she called the police, she saved his life because the police came and got him. But the bottom line is, it can save your life. So for $30 a month, it's actually less than $30. $30 a month can save your life. You should get it. I really recommend it. Lynn looked up. There's many that out there. And Lynn looked up this one. This is a 5-star company, family owned. Check them out.
That's what I liked about it, that it was family owned.
Give the phone number, Lynn.
Yeah, please. It's 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033, or you can visit their website, which is just medicalcarealert.com, but give them a call.
And it's on our website too, so anything you need to know, all these different things are all on our website.
I don't know how you could live without it, frankly.
And Lynn, didn't you say that they just added a new device
they
for
did
your shower?
It's a it's a little square thing, and it has a huge button on it, so you could just push it. It's not hard to find, even if
so
you can't see
besides
it.
Besides on
and
your
it
arm,
sticks on the wall in your
you
shower.
You can put one in the shower if you want.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you just keep the one on your
I'll
on
tell
your
you
wrist.
One thing. If I was living alone, I would have it in a heartbeat. That's right. So anyway, so it's 7:58. In a couple minutes, we'll be going to the top of the hour. What else, Gary?
Not too much. I just want to interlude a little bit with what Michael had his problem with the going to the synagogue. because I'm military, and I had the same situation because I go to memorials or events, and I didn't know when the colors were being presented, or I didn't know when to stand, I didn't know when to salute. But I solved the problem by I had a man with me, and he would tap me on my arm. He'd whisper it to me, a salute, you know, real quiet. And then I knew what I was doing, so I didn't feel uncomfortable when I went to military events. Mm-hmm. So it's just getting out there and asking somebody to help you. That's all it is, Michael.
See, it's funny. I never thought about it, and it, yet on the plane or everywhere I go, I got no problem to ask help. But I never ask for help in a synagogue. Don't ask me why. That's it. That's really stupid.
It is.
I understand, but I never asked for help in the synagogue. We're going to break.
No,
don't go away.
We are. We are going to
break. Yep. We're going to break.
8 o'clock.
Yep.
Stay right there. We got a lot more coming. We're going to come right back at 8, and we're going to do a trivia. Go right into a trivia. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.